Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. My guest today is Ashley Ralph. She's the operations manager for Bellamy Mansion Museum, and she's here to tell us about an interesting event called Wilmington Wine and Food Festival. There is a little kickoff tonight, and then it runs all the way Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with most of the events happening at the Bellamy Mansion Museum, but something happening around town tonight. So first of all, Ashley Ralph, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Now, the Bellamy Mansion Museum, for those of you who have not been there, is right at 5th and Market, 503 Market Street, a beautiful place to tour. And there's tours available many, many times during the week. But this particular event is a benefit for the Bellamy Mansion, but also a benefit for the Open Gate Domestic Violence Shelter. So, Ashley, tell us about what's happening tonight, what the kickoff is.
Tonight's event is a progressive tasting happening around town. We're very excited about it. We have four houses, all within a walking distance of the mansion, and each house represents a different region. We will have a wine provider at each house, and then tastings from different caterers in town.
Aha. So if I were to go tonight, the wines are from like Argentina and...
Yep, we have an Argentinian house, French, California, and Spanish.
And so there's food to match.
Yes.
My gosh. Now, the tickets for that are, what, $40 for tonight?
$40 for tonight, and that's two wine tastings at each house and a different caterer at each house and some goodies for dessert as well.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that sounds good. And then once that little kickoff event has happened, let's walk our way through the rest of the weekend. What happens on Friday?
Friday is the Trey Herring's Bourbon and Barbecue Derby Cocktail Party, and that's at 7 o'clock, and it goes until 10. That's going to be a fun kickoff for the Kentucky Derby this weekend. They're going to have Eastern North Carolina barbecue and mixologists creating different bourbon drinks. Local In the Know, Liz Bureau is going to be emceeing the event. It should be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. And that's Friday from 7 to 10 at the Bellamy Mansion. And that is a $35 ticket. Now, I'll remind you at the end of the interview as well, you can get an $80 three-day VIP pass, which will get you through the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday events. The event tonight is a separate event. That's a $40 event. And the website is wilmingtonwineandfood.com, where you can get your tickets. Before we get into the Saturday and Sunday events, Ashley, I introduce you to our audience as the operations manager at the Bellamy Mansion Museum. What exactly is it that you do, besides coming to talk on the radio when Gareth Evans is not available?
I do a little bit of everything. We're a small staff, but we like to be involved with the community. I do absolutely anything and everything that needs to be done.
All right. Well, mention a couple things that fall under your purview as the operations manager. Sweeping floors.
No, luckily that's not me.
Good.
I organize the group tours, the school groups, all of the rentals that go on, general day-to-day finances and overseeing. We have a great, great 150 volunteer staff.
Wow.
That I coordinate with and hopefully make them feel special because they are.
This time of year, do you have a lot of weddings that are booking at the Bellamy?
We do. We love doing weddings. So
it's a beautiful venue for that.
We kick off, I believe next weekend is our first wedding, and we've got a couple of them coming up. It's always beautiful.
Great. And then you have a lot of concerts there as well.
Yes, our jazz series starts next Thursday, and that'll run through the middle of September.
Wonderful. Okay, back to the Wilmington Wine and Food Festival. We talked about the progressive tasting tonight at four historic homes with hors d'oeuvres and wine pairings and desserts from various countries, and from California, from Argentina, and
Spain and France.
Ooh, Spain and France. Ooh, that sounds good. And then tomorrow, Friday, from 7 to 10, Trey Herring's Carolina Bourbon Derby Cocktail Party. And that's a $35 ticket. If you're just joining us, you're hearing from Ashley Ralph, who's the operations manager at the Bellamy Mansion Museum, about the Wilmington Wine and Food Festival. Now, this one sounds intriguing. I like the title of this one. On Saturday from 2 to 5, it's Corks and Forks Grand Tasting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is the big event. We're very excited about it. This is where you're really going to get a taste of everything from around town. We have over 150 wines.
What?
A good number of local caterers.
So 150 different wines?
Yes. You get to wander around, and as it says, corks and forks, just We're going to have lots of bottles open and small plates for you to try, and an opportunity to purchase wine by the case at discounts.
Uh-huh.
There will be a competition. You can vote throughout the day for your favorite pairings.
Not a competition for how much wine people can drink.
No.
You vote for your favorite pairings.
We're doing tasting pours. But you do get drink tickets as well. So you can pick your favorites and have a glass or two.
All right. And this is happening also at the Bellamy Mansion. Is that indoors and outdoors? Is it all outdoors in the yard area?
The Saturday event is mostly being set up inside,
but
that gives you a chance to get out and enjoy the gardens and just mill around and enjoy the whole day.
So that's Corks and Forks Grand Tasting, and that ticket for Saturday is $45. And again, a reminder, this is a fundraiser for the Bellamy Mansion Museum and also for the Open Gate Domestic Violence Shelter.
Correct.
It's an interesting pairing that you guys supporting them and making sure that they're getting what they need as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate that the Wilmington Wine Shop got in touch with us, and we're really, really looking forward to it. We appreciate their support, and we're happy to support the Open Gate as well.
Aha. So they're kind of behind this. They're the ones that are wanting to make this happen, and they chose the Bellamy.
Yes.
Oh, good. And then there's another event on Sunday. Tell us about that.
Sunday is, I'm personally really looking forward to this one, is the Bubbles, Brews, and Street Eats. So we're going to have a lot of the local food trucks in one place, which is a really fun experience. And we're doing champagne and mimosas in local breweries.
Oh, and that day, that's only $10.
Yes.
Because that's for all the tastings and whatnot, because the food trucks, you pay to whatever food you buy from them, right?
Yes.
Who are the food trucks that are coming?
You know, I haven't even heard.
Aha.
It's going to be a surprise for me as
well. Oh,
well,
good. Okay.
But I know all of the ones in town are delicious, so I'm looking forward to trying them all.
Oh, that's great. Wilmington Wine and Food Festival. The kickoff event tonight, progressive tasting, and then Friday, 7 to 10, the Derby cocktail party, and Saturday, 2 to 5, Corks and Forks Grand Tasting, Sunday, 1 to 4, Bubbles, Brews, and Street Eats. I was thinking maybe it was some beer sneaking in there, but no, it's mimosas and champagne.
Mostly mimosas and champagne. They're doing what they're calling creative cocktails, so I'm looking forward to find out what that is.
Oh my gosh, it sounds great. You can get a 3-day VIP pass available from the website wilmingtonwineandfood.com. And that's $80 rather than spending individual amounts for each day. Of course, you can go to just one day or go to all 3 days and go to the kickoff tonight as well and just have a wonderful time.
Yes.
What else would you like us to know about the event or about the Bellamy?
Well, tonight I just wanted to let everybody know that we are still accepting reservations. Even up until when you walk in the front door, you get to choose whichever of the four houses you'd like to, and we'll be able to take payment tonight. It should be a fun event as long as the weather holds off.
Oh, yes. I wondered about that. Yeah. Hard to know. Well, I think the rain chance was, what is it, like 30% tonight? Yeah. If we get rain, it could be heavy. But let's see. I'm going to look at the detailed forecast here. Scattered showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. Oh, just scattered. But that doesn't count.
So you just make sure you're in a house having some wine.
There you go. And just let those scattered showers just pass you by. But I think overnight we could get some of that heavy rain. Let's not have it rain on your parade.
No, not
doesn't
at
sound
all.
Good.
All we right. do have a tent up for tomorrow. So rain or shine, we're going to have fun for the Derby.
All right. Thank you, Ashley Ruff, for coming in today
and being
my interviewee and telling us all about the Wilmington Wine and Food Festival tonight through Sunday, mostly at the Bellamy Mansion, but some other locations involved in the progressive tasting tonight. Again, the website is wilmingtonwineandfood.com. Thanks.
Thank you.